This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveychannelradio.com.
Following World War II, car buffs flocked to locations in the Mojave Desert just east of Los Angeles. It was there that mechanical know-how combined with an unbridled desire for speed resulted in the birth of the hot rod. In July of 1959, Santa Ana, California opened the first organized drag strip in the country, with races down a quarter-mile track. Suddenly, drag strips began to appear everywhere. Drag racing supremacy came to be defined in two ways: the quickest time elapsed from point A to point B, and the fastest speed reached.
These cars go 0 to 100 in 1 second, and they pull 5.5 Gs. It's a great ride.
Meet Shelley Anderson, a nitro-breathing woman with racing in her blood. Anderson has won 4 Top Fuel national events and become the fastest woman on wheels when she claimed the speed record in 1997, flashing down the track at an astounding 317 miles an hour. Like many racers, Shelley Anderson's goal in life is dictated by one simple objective.
I want to race. I want to win. I want to be the world champion. I've really got those goals. And I think I've had those goals for so long that they have to come first right now.
Shelley's first racing job was working on her father's pit crew. Even as a young girl, she showed a mechanical know-how that has served her well.
Right now, Mark, if I bled it, let's see if they'll go back.
I never played with dolls when I was a little girl. Never. I mean, no, I wanted my brother's Hot Wheels, and I wanted to play with our friend's slot car track, and we had the Hot Wheels down the hallway with a kitchen chair. You know, there was a starting line and went down the hallway, and rode bikes, played football, played field hockey. I was probably more of a boy than I was a girl at that age.
Today, the Andersons own a racing engine company. Shelley drives a typical Top Fuel dragster. If a vehicle generating 30 times the horsepower of a normal car can be called typical. To power this beast, a potent mixture of nitromethane and alcohol is used and makes it nearly a bomb on wheels.
Drag racing's great because the horsepower. My car has 6,000 horsepower. Average street car, probably 200, less than 200 actually. This is 6,000. You sit in it, and you're strapped in as tight as can be, and each car's built for the driver. The tighter the car, the safer the driver when I crash or when you crash.
The key to winning races is for the driver to get in sync with the timing lights and nail the starting sequence. Not an easy feat when you're strapped into a 6,000 horsepower monster that sounds like an erupting volcano.
Once both of you are staged, the starter flips a switch and activates what we call the Christmas tree, is the starting line tree. And if you wait till green, you're late. When all those three yellows in the middle light, go. You sit there at the starting line, and when you see the yellows to leave on, you hit the throttle, and you feel it all right here in your chest. It's like a bowling ball hitting you, just right there, and it's a great feeling. Because if it doesn't plant you against the seat, you're not going anywhere. And if you can breathe or move forward half track or three quarter track, that means you're still not going anywhere. You know, the car left good, but it quit. It dropped a cylinder. It'll move around when it does that, or it just laid down. It didn't go nowhere. So you want that feeling in your chest the whole way. And when you pull your chutes and the rear end comes off the ground, and it's a good feeling. I mean, everything's gone well, and it's a nice run.
Shelley's had her share of close calls and near misses. One of them was at a race in Minnesota. Shelley's father, Brad, remembers watching Shelley wreck.
We were racing in Brainerd, Minnesota, and the car about 400 feet out started to smoke the tires, and she pedaled it real fast. Well, when she lifted, the clutch finished locking up, and as she floored it, it hooked up, and the car went right over backwards. And it was like she didn't have a chance. Well, when Shelley had the blowover, I didn't know it, but at that time she had separated some ribs. And because the next day when I was strapping her in a car and I would pull the seatbelts tight, I seen her winching a little bit. And I said, problem? Nope, I'm fine. And it wasn't until about a week later I found out after she got home, she went to a doctor and she had separated ribs and stuff. So she's pretty tough.